Rape fantasies. Why do so many women have rape fantasies? Part of it, I think, is that women, pretty much all women, constantly live in the shadow of rape. They're constantly taught how to avoid getting raped. Anytime there's an event at night and they're walking home, they're thinking about the possibility of rape. And this starts very early. If you've seen someone post baby pictures, there's inevitably going to be a comment about, oh, dad is going to have to buy a gun now because she's really pretty. And it's meant as a compliment, but it's already setting up that this little girl is in danger of being raped, right? And it starts basically right when their life begins. Living under the shadow of this all the time, having it constantly on your mind, naturally it would worm itself into your sexual fantasies too. So now women are fantasizing about rape. That must mean they like it, right? Well, they like the fantasy of it. The difference is that the fantasy of rape is always 100% consensual, because it happens on their time. It happens when they're horny, when they want to think about it. Women don't set an alarm to force themselves to fantasize at a time that it's inconvenient for them. It's all 100% on their terms, whereas an actual rape isn't. The fantasy of it, where the narrative is rape, but the actual fantasy is 100% consensual, has about as much to do with a real rape as watching a Bond movie has with getting shot at in real life. So don't infer from their fantasies about rape that they are into actual rape, or that their consent matters less because they'll come around to liking it or whatever. It's like if a masochist stubs their toe. The pain isn't magically transformed into pleasure just because they're a masochist. It still fucking hurts. It needs to be a specific context where they can enjoy it. And in the same way, if you want to explore a rape fantasy with someone, it needs to be in a consensual context. Don't forget that.